بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, the thing to understand, I remind myself and you, the thing to understand is that all goodness begins with the pleasure of Allah, which means it begins with obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all evil begins with disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is a concept that we must understand, and this is a belief that we must allow to settle in our hearts. And this is the single principle and the single point of reference for all decision making for the Muslim, that all his decisions and all his actions and all his speech must be such that it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it is anything which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he must not do it. And if he happens to do it by mistake or out of forgetfulness or because he was, he lost his cool or whatever it was, and he gave into temptation, then immediately he must make istighfar and tawbah. He must be contrite. He must apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he must return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the beauty of Islam, that the whole issue of life is simplified into this one single point of reference. Does it please Allah or does it not please Allah? If it pleases Allah, I do it. If it does not please Allah, I don't do it. And if it is a matter which I am not sure about, then I don't do it. I stop myself from doing it until I have clarified. And once I have clarified, and now I know whether it pleases Allah or it does not please Allah, I act accordingly. Now, this is where also the importance of the Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ comes in, because anything which is the Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ automatically is something which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if it is an action which is in accordance with the Sunnah, then I don't even need to think about whether it pleases Allah or not. But if it is an action which I do not find this action in the Sunnah, meaning it is not something which is against the Sunnah, but it is something which did not exist at the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, so it's a new thing which is of our current present time, then I have to ask myself, well, should I do it or should I not do it? And I act accordingly depending on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has permitted me to do. Now, brothers and sisters, it is very important for us to keep this in mind and not to get sidetracked, because as I mentioned, if we want something good in life, we need to make sure that Allah is pleased. You know, in my corporate consulting, one of the things I teach is career planning, right? Career planning, career management. And one thing I tell people is never fool around with your source of power. In the organization, never fool around with your source of power. Now, what is the source of power? The source of power is your boss or the person that you report to. So, don't play games with your manager. Don't play games with the person you report to. Be sincere and honest with that person. Now, I'm not suggesting that you should play game with anybody, but I'm saying that definitely not with your source of power. Because if you are going to fool around with the person thanks to whom you have your position, because you have a position because your boss is there, right? You are the assistant to somebody, you are the you are a country manager because there is a global CEO who you report to, and so on. If you do that, then you sabotage your own future. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond examples. Ta'ala Allahul Amthal. But just to illustrate, this is the issue at a much more significant level with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second point I want to make is that while the issue of not playing games with Allah, the issue of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely and totally everything, As I mentioned earlier in the last two Fajr reminders, this comes out of a heart which is filled with the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, alhamdulillah, if the heart is filled with the glory and majesty of Allah, then I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without question, not because my obedience is blind, but my obedience is with the complete understanding and complete belief and faith in the glory and majesty of Allah. So, I'm obeying without question because I know who is giving the instruction and order. Right? So, it's not blind, it's understanding, obedience with understanding. Second issue is how you obey. Now, if you think about it, people obey in different ways. There are some people who obey, who do what you want them to do, but they do it with such bad grace that it's almost an insult to you that these people are doing what you want them to do. Sometimes you find this in hotels, with waiters. Once I was traveling on Virgin Atlantic, and that was the one and only time that I traveled on Virgin Atlantic, and I said never again. I was traveling in business class, and there was this stewardess, a white woman, with an attitude, racist kind of woman. And the way she, served me and treated us in the flight was crazy, because it was almost as if, she was asking me, what are you doing here? Why are you a non-white person? How come you are sitting in business class, right? Now, the issue is, I don't take on these people. The best thing to do is to ignore them. So, I did that, and that irritated her even more. But the point is that here, was a woman, and so then I said to myself, I'm never going to travel Virgin Atlantic again. I've never done. The thing is that so there are these people who will serve you with bad grace. I mean, they know they have to do a job. I mean, this woman, she had to serve me because I was there and I was a passenger and she was a stewardess, and she couldn't not serve me. But she did that with bad grace. There are other people who don't do things with bad grace, but they're okay, but they do, literally sort of the basic minimum. What they need to do, they do, and that's it. And then there are other people who go out of their way to be nice, to be complimentary, to serve, and do it in a very nice way, and they are highly proactive. On Emirates, I have this experience almost on every single flight that I go. There's always somebody who treats you in that, really nice way. This time when I was traveling Qatar Airways, I had the same experience. There was this stewardess, who was white, and there was a steward who was black, African American. And both of them, absolutely superb service. Very going out of their way and being really nice, and trying to make you feel at home and everything else. Now, the point is, the examples I'm giving you is to show what we need to do with regard to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, there are people who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like this, with bad grace. I have to do something, I do it. I have to pray, alright. So, delay the prayer to the last moment and then, just do it in a very haphazard kind of lackadaisical way. There are others who may not do that, but for them it's a chore to be finished. I have to do the dishes, I've done them, that's it. It's not something, I enjoy, I just do it. And then there are others for whom, like the Sahaba, who used to look forward to it. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who said to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, call the Adhan to give us relief, to give us rehna, to give us rahat, happiness and tranquility and peace, thanks to the Salah. So for them, Salah was something which they look forward to, something which they enjoyed, something which was a expression of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, that is the point I'm making, that one is to ensure that we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and secondly is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the joy of obeying Him, because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, let our love of Allah show itself in our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the point I want to remind myself and you about. Let us obey Allah, but let us obey Him in a way which also shows our love for Him. Jalla Jalla. So do more, not try to do the minimum. Do more than that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we do more than what we need to do. We do, yes, but, you know, praying more, with more khushu and khudu, with reciting more, giving more charity, you know, fasting more, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He likes, like being good to people, all of this. So it's in your whole life, try to do more than what is required because we love Allah. Don't look for shortcuts. Don't look for what is fard only. Don't look for only doing something which is, you know, just staying away from the haram. And that's it. And I'm not asking you to put yourself to pain and difficulty. But I'm saying, show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you love Him. And you show people that you love them by doing more than what is required. Not by doing the basic minimum. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with love for Him and to fill our actions with love for Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahim.